You are about to participate in the most ambitious culinary experiment ever imagined.
This competition is going to test everything.
Adapt quickly to anything. I mean anything. The wildest day of your life starts right now.
All new 24 and 24 Last Chef Standing. Sunday night at 8 on Food Network. Stream on Max.
It's Sunday Showcase on the Mutual Audio Network.
The following audio drama is rated G for general audiences.
Previously on Bells in the Bat-Free.
Brad, you are banned from the Bat-Free. Get out.
But Mr. Bell.
You heard him, Brad. Get out of here and never dork in our door again.
Dorkin? Are you calling me a dork?
You're not a dork.
All right, then.
You're Count Dorkula.
Yeah, well, you're Dork Vader.
You're the Dork Knight.
You're Emily Dorkinson.
You're Dork Pitt.
You're Peter Dork. From the Monkees.
Guys.
You're Dork DeFauci.
Guys.
You're Leonardo Dork DiCaprio.
Donald Dork.
Dorky McDork Dork Dorkster.
Guys, stop that right now.
I got a few more.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, but the quality is going downhill fast. Let's get back to the matter at hand. Brad?
Yeah?
Out.
Out. Out.
It was then decided that Brad's fate, like everything else in this world, would be decided on Facebook.
Okay, so that was two more to keep Brad and one more to toss him out on his ear.
Yes, but it doesn't say ear, it says...
Let's just say it says ear with an extra R.
That's still not exactly what it...
Oh, hi, everybody, and welcome to Bells in the Bat-Free. I'm John Bell, your genial host, along with Arnie Kunchpard.
Resident genius.
As promised, we are tallying all the results from the official, unofficial Bells in the Bat-Free fan group thingy Facebook page to find out if we should take Brad back or let him go.
We're overstocked with Brads, so we're letting him go.
Now, don't get ahead of yourself, Arnie. What kind of comments have we been getting on the Facebook page?
Someone suggested that we get rid of Brad and have Hugo the janitor in charge of selling ads for the station and PR.
Not a bad idea, but I don't think Hugo the janitor would appreciate the salary cut if we put him in Brad's position.
Another person suggested that we get Mr. Wizard to take Brad's place. And he's volunteering his son to be Mr. Wizard's youthful assistant, since Billy is no longer available.
There's nothing like the love of a man for his son.
And this is nothing like a man's love for his son. Right.
Got some more comments there?
Someone suggested that the Mutual Audio Network should hire Brad to be the elevator operator to take Jack Ward up to the penthouse and back down again.
Would Jack ever forgive us?
Another poster who wished to remain anonymous, but his initials are Pete Lutz, suggested that this was all a cheap publicity stunt. And Brad Motworth wants to have a spin-off show called Brad Motworth District Defender!
Yeah, only if he wants to provide the scripts.
We've come to something interesting that Yoel and Zach put on the Facebook page.
And that would be...
Should Brad stay or should he go? The world is waiting, don't you know? If he stays, there will be trouble. And if he goes, it will be double.
Oh, nice effect there.
We got a little JB, no. Whoa, whoa, whoa. Should Brad stay or should he go?
Will you knock that off, Arnie?
Oh, you're just mad because they thought of it and you didn't.
Oh, hush. And I'm sure you've got the final tally there. Tell me. Does Brad stay or does he go? Just had to do that, didn't you?
Final tally again, and the results are... He stays.
That's official, huh?
Tabulated, bona fide, and done.
Well, Arnie, I guess I should hire Brad back. If you think he's learned his lesson.
Oh, yeah, I think he's learned his lesson, Mr. Bell, and you got him right where you want him.
Actually, I've got him right where I want him right now. Bringing him back would have him where I really don't want him, but I guess we sort of need him.
The point I was trying to make, Mr. Bell, is that you are in the driver's seat.
Actually, I'm here at my desk.
I mean that you can set the conditions for his return.
Conditions?
The rules. rules she has to follow, Mr. Bell.
Rules? Oh, rules, like no underhanded dealings.
No frivolous lawsuits against his co-workers.
No taking advantage of people.
No stupid utterings.
Well, I don't think he can really help that.
I suppose. But a guy can dream, can't he?
Okay. I've written down all the conditions that Brad has to meet to come back to work at the Bat-Free. Now, let's call him.
Oh, boy. This will be good.
You got a quarter on you?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, Mr. Bell, be sure to make him grovel.
Grovel, huh?
Make him get on his knees and beg for his job back.
Oh, yeah.
Hello?
Brad, hi. It's John Bell.
Oh, hi, Mr. Bell.
Brad, I've got great news for you.
Oh, my issue of Shyster Monthly came in?
No. This is really big.
Oh, your wife threw you out of your house.
What? No. Why would you say that?
Come on, Mr. Bell. We've seen it coming for years.
No, you haven't.
Actually, we have, Mr. Bell.
What makes you say...
Your wife must have the patience of a saint.
Or she's deaf as a post.
Now, wait a second.
She really deserves a medal.
Look, we're getting off topic here.
Boy, you can get grumpy, Mr. Bell.
I don't get grumpy.
That's not what she says.
I don't care what she says. When have you been talking to my wife?
I thought you didn't care what she says.
Maybe that's part of the problem.
Yeah.
Stop. Just stop. Let's start this whole conversation over again. Brad, say hello.
Hello?
Brad, I am going to hire you back again.
Oh, well, that's certainly news.
But there are certain conditions you must meet. Can you come over to the Bat-Free right now so we can talk about them?
No can do, Mr. Bell.
Why not?
I'm at work.
Work?
Oh, this just got very interesting.
Yeah, I'm at work, Mr. Bell. You know, my job.
Job?
You know, the place where I go to work. I earn more money than you ever paid me.
But you...
Hold on, Mr. Bell. Let me handle this. All right, Brad, this so-called job you have.
Yes?
Are they hiring?
Could be.
Hey, stop that. Just stop that. Brad, is there any way we could talk this over?
Sure. Why don't you come out and visit me at my job? I could take a break and we could talk about it.
Okay. All right. Where are you working?
I'm working at the nightclub downtown.
You're working at a nightclub?
Yep. Sun's going down and I'm on duty.
Okay. I'll be out in just a few minutes if... That's okay.
Sure, that'll be fine, Mr. Bell. But remember, and this is very important.
Yes?
There's a 2-drink minimum.
I'll keep that in mind.
Ooh, that's one for each of us. Are you sure this is the right place, Mr. Bell?
This is the address he texted me.
Sure doesn't look like a nightclub to me.
At least not from this century. I mean, the front of it looks like a castle.
They even got a suit of armor standing next to the door.
Yeah.
Let's go check it out.
Alrighty. Wow. Looks pretty authentic.
And just a little rusty.
Hail, fellows!
And it talks!
That voice sounds familiar. Brad, is that you in that suit of armor?
Verily so, sire.
Why are you standing out here next to the door in a suit of armor?
I'm the doorman. Or I guess in this case, the drawbridge man.
I thought you said you worked at a nightclub.
I do, Mr. Bell. The nightclub. Night being spelled K-N-I-G-H-T.
G-H-T,
yes. 'Tis so, sire.
Oh, so this is like one of those medieval restaurant recreation things.
I guess so. I've never been inside. I got hired, and here I am standing at the door. Or drawbridge, or whatever.
You don't know what goes on inside?
No idea. But the dumpster's filled with big old turkey leg bones.
Brad, my way.
Oh, here comes the boss. Hail, sir! Well met!
That's met.
Yes, we have met. What can I do for you, sir, boss, person?
It's your turn inside in about half an hour.
Oh, okay, right, boss. Can I take a few minutes off to prepare?
Yeah, but don't be late.
Verily, sir, and forsooth.
Forsooth.
All right, I'll get whatever sooth needs. Okay, Mr. Bell, we can talk here for a few minutes. Let's walk over here around to the side.
All right. I must say, Brad, when I imagined you in a new job, I had no idea that... Brad, where is he?
He's still standing by the door.
All right, well, let's go back. Brad, I thought you were coming with us.
Yes, I am, Mr. Bell, but this suit of armor's a little heavy. Can you give me a push?
Here, I'll give you a push.
Okay, but not too hard.
Whoopsie.
Night down! Night down!
Hold on, Brad. Hold on. We'll see if we can pick you up here.
I think we're gonna need a crane.
Lift with your legs! Lift with your legs!
We may have to take some of this armor off of you, Brad. Are there any tools around?
Oh, yeah. Ask any of the ladies inside. They have wrenches.
The ladies have wrenches?
Yes, I heard the place was filled with serving wrenches.
I think those are serving winches.
Senior winches?
Serving winches, Brad. Winches.
Well, go get a winch. We can use it to pull me up.
Hold on, Brad. I think we can do this. Sir, excuse me, sir.
Yeah?
Can you come over here and help us get this night started?
I already got my night started. Whoopee.
No, I mean, we need to get this night upright.
A night upright? That's quite a sight. I shall help with all my might.
Okay, now, when I say three, everybody lift. Ready? Three. Got him.
Boy, what a night.
Why, thank you, sir. I think you're pretty cool, too.
All right, Brad, I'll get behind you and gently push. Arnie, you lead him forward, okay?
Okay, here we go.
Easy.
This way, Brad.
Easy.
This way.
Easy.
This way.
Come on.
Watch out for the...
Oh.
Telephone pole.
Oh, my goodness.
Brad, can't you see anything?
I can see the inside of this visor.
Well, can't you lift that visor up?
I don't know.
Why not?
I can't lift my arm high enough to try.
There's a bench over there. Let's sit and talk.
Okay, but I may have to make a little detour in a minute.
What for?
I'm gonna go to the can.
You're already in the can.
Good point.
All right, here's the bench. Have a seat. All right, here, we'll help you bend over there.
I appreciate it. I'll push from inside here.
Okay, bending. Bending. Boy, this armor must be really rusty.
I bet only some of it's the armor.
Quiet, you.
Okay, Brad, I'd like you to come back and work for me.
The whole voting on Facebook thing backfired on you, didn't it?
Boy, did it ever.
Quiet, you. Brad, no, it's more than that. It's that we're family. We've been together so long, we've been together so long... Arnie.
What?
Arnie, that's your cue.
Oh, yeah. Okay, just let me throw the switch and...
No, Arnie, not the accordion, not the accordion.
Oh, sorry. Here, let me throw this switch.
No, not bagpipes, Arnie, not bagpipes.
Well, what did you want?
The violin, Vey.
You what? Who now, Vey?
He wants the violin.
Oh, okay. Hold on, let me throw the switch here.
Thank you, Arnie. Anyway, Brad... We're all family here, and we all work together as a family. And when one of us...
Say, Arnie, isn't that violin music from the Spike Jones and the City Slickers song None But the Lonely Heart?
Why, yes, Brad, it is. How astute of you.
Then you might want to turn it down a little bit before it gets to the part where everything goes...
Arnie, turn it off, turn it off.
No, wait, this is my favorite part.
Hit up there.
Arnie, turn it off. Here, give me that thing.
Mr. Bell, did you say give me that thing?
Did you say give me that thing?
Yes, I said give me that thing. Why are you... Why are you doing this to me?
Why are you yelling at us? They're from your record collection.
Can we get back to the matter at hand, please?
And that would be...
You got me so rattled I forgot. Brad, we want you back at the Bat-Free.
Well, gee, Mr. Bell, I'd like to, but I have such a nice, satisfying, lucrative job here.
Oh, well, I'm sorry to hear that, Brad.
Hey, Mugworth, you're on. Come on inside.
Well, I need to go back inside and go to work, Mr. Bell.
What is it you're going to do once you get inside?
I think I'm going to tell jokes, Mr. Bell.
Jokes?
The boss says everybody has to jest.
Perhaps he's going to be the jester.
Maybe so. Okay, Brad, we'll come inside.
Can you do me one little favor, please?
What's that?
Can you grab that forklift over there and help me get inside?
Oh, yeah, sure.
I want to drive. You can ride shotgun.
Looks like we got inside before the show started, Arnie.
Look at this menu, Mr. Bell. They got turkey legs.
There's a shocker.
Ooh, it says here they have spirits, Mr. Bell.
I'm sure they do.
Does that mean this place is haunted?
No, that just means they have fermented beverages.
Fermented beverages?
Booze.
Oh, okay. Well, let's see what they got. Let's see. What is mead?
That would be booze.
What is ale?
That's booze.
What is grog?
That's a character in the comic strip BC.
Oh.
It's also booze.
I kind of figured that. Ooh, Mr. Bell, I think the show's about to start.
Ladies and gentlemen, lords and ladies, peasants, methinks it's time for us to prepare to joust!
Did Did he say joust?
I'm sure he said jest. They're going to tell jokes, of course. It's a big arena with a dirt floor and a bunch of horses, and they're going to tell jokes.
I think the joke may be on Brad.
And the North End of the Field, our current champion, Sir Jerry.
Which is what any opponent of mine will need when I'm done with him.
At the South End of the Field, the contender, Sir Muttworth.
Hi, everybody. Hi. I've never told jokes while sitting on a horse before. I guess instead of stand-up comedy, this is giddy-up comedy. Oh, tough crowd. Okay, a myopic bobtail penguin named Alphonse walks into a bar. Suddenly...
Nice! Take your lances!
Oh, hi. You must be Lance. Whoa! What is this thing? King Kong's toothpick? I know you're out there.
The joust begins now!
Hey, what's going on? Hey, get that other guy's head right toward me! How do you handle this thing?
So, how are you feeling, Brad?
Like I lost a joust. I did lose, didn't I?
Oh, yes, you lost.
Rather spectacularly.
Did I even hit the guy with that big stick I had?
Lance.
I hit Lance? He wasn't even near us.
No, the big stick is called a lance.
And you didn't hit the other guy.
I didn't, huh?
You hit his horse.
I did.
Right in the noggin.
Oh, dear.
Well, Brad, the good news is that once you recuperate, I'd like you to come and rejoin the Bat-Free family.
The same office?
Yes.
The same responsibilities?
Yes.
The same lousy salary?
Anything for you, Brad.
Then I shall return to the Bat-Free, Mr. Bell. But there is one thing I have to take care of first.
What's that, Brad?
I'm suing the nightclub for my injuries.
I see.
And I'm doing it on behalf of myself and for another victim.
Oh, who else is suing?
The poor soul in the bed right over there.
You've been listening to Bells in the Bat-Free, episode 268, copyright 2021 by John Bell Creative, LLC. And special thanks to everybody who participated in the Should We Keep Brad or Not poll at the official, unofficial Bells in the Bat-Free fan group thingy Facebook page.
Well, that's my latest episode. What do you think?
I deserve more than a crummy medal.
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. There! That's how long 20 seconds are. The Center for Disease Control recommends you wash your hands for at least 20 seconds as often as possible. We don't think about it a lot, but more germs are transmitted by the hands than by any other source, so keep them clean. Soap and water for 20 seconds, and you'll help prevent the spread of COVID-19. And maybe some other nasty stuff as well. This was a public service announcement from the Mutual Audio Network.